Many of us have been working very hard, physically, mentally, to bring about the truth of 9/11, to end the big lie through our own research, or through our own spoken word, through our own giving out of information, DVDs, literature, so on and so forth. Some of us have done this diligently, hours and hours and hours. This has become all-consuming because many of us know of the extreme urgency of the necessity to end this criminal faction which has taken over this country. Now, what about the idea also of a spiritual action? Here's the idea. On Monday morning, the 9/11, the fifth anniversary, folks, at 9/11 a.m., which will be continued then every Sunday, and this is going to be a worldwide spiritual action. 5 moments or so of prayer, meditation, intentional thinking, so that the truth of 9/11 gets revealed in the coming months, and we bring this this criminal syndicate who has basically hijacked this country and has stolen our freedom, stolen our lives, and has to be stopped. And with our not only intellectual and physical effort, but spiritual effort, we call it to a head, and we speak truth to power, and we take an action that is beyond our own understanding and our own sight through faith and through intentionality. I think many of us know that is a power, and that will work. Okay? How many would like to join us for that? Absolutely. We might as well do all dimensions. We're a multi-dimensional truth movement. Folks, we have about another 12 to 15 minutes, and then we'll break for dinner. I just want to give a few announcements, which to let everybody know that on this street, 35th Street, if you just make a right, go down two blocks to 2nd Avenue, you'll find many, many great restaurants right there, okay? And then we'll reconvene back here. I know it's a long afternoon, but this is the fifth anniversary, right? We have to get it all to you. Great. And this evening, you don't want to miss this program. You're going to hear from some of the most affected people of 9/11, which is first responders. And I've gotten to spend some time with these people, and maybe several of you have as well, and you know the travesty that they've had to experience, and you're going to hear from them tonight. And you're going to hear from one of the most powerful speakers I've ever heard. It's a little lady like this, tall, Donna Marshall Connor, who lost her daughter, Vanessa, in the South Tower. You're also going to hear from Willie Rodriguez, and it's going to be a phenomenal evening. So I think that's all I have to tell you on that.